Listening to season 3
of What About the Podcast
by Ad
and Dad,
and I'm Dad.
I'm Ad,
and this is an exciting season we're off to the start of.
Oh yeah,
season 2, what a doozy that was.
Yeah, that was
drawn out, long, epic season.
Yeah, it needed to end
fast.
Oh yeah.
It was getting too long, so in 3 short episodes, we cut it off.
There were three regular-sized episodes.
3 regular-sized episodes, and we said, hey, season 2.
Goodbye.
That's enough of you.
Yeah.
That's enough of you. We're on to the next season 3. Great start. It's a great start to season 3.
Oh, yeah. Full of energy.
Yep, and a rebranding of sorts.
Yeah, sort of.
Sort of.
You know, new theme song. What is the? What's the thing? New theme song, new me.
New you.
New us.
It's a new day at Ad and Dad. And
yes,
what about
it
the
is.
Podcast?
Yes, it absolutely is.
We have lots of fan giveaways this season.
Right.
A lot of new callers. We have a. Old leaderboard that will maybe have some new updates.
Hopefully.
Speaking of which, do we have an updated leaderboard?
We do.
We do.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, if we could find it.
If we could. Analysts? What is it?
Yeah, analysts are a little slow.
Yeah.
Slow to the bucket button.
They've still been rewinding, or dewinding, should I say, from the end of our... successful season 2.
Yeah.
So they're not really in podcast mode as much as we would like them to be.
Mm-hmm. And I know I don't want to get into this because we've already dedicated so much time to talking about how famous we've become.
Right.
But I really think that it's worth noting that the fame has gotten to the analyst's head, like all of them, all their heads.
Yeah.
They're huge.
Yeah,
no.
They forget that the community we live in is pretty much all analysts. There's so many of them. So I don't know why they think they're
so good.
They're so famous. It's like, that guy recognized me on the street, but he works with me. We do the same thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's
like internal fame.
Instead of eternal
fame, it's internal.
Right. And even within, there's a sort of a hierarchy of which analyst is more popular than the other one.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a school type environment.
I'm glad that we've gotten over how famous we are at this point.
Yeah.
And we can just move on and do the work that we need to do for the podcast. And, you know, I think without the podcast, without the analysts around, that opens up space, right? For a new person.
Yeah.
To step into that space. And.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. And we'll be introducing that person in this episode.
We will be at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But the leaderboard. We kind of lost our train of thought, left the station there for a second.
Well, we have a new one. I mean, it's the old one, but it's a new one.
It's a new season, new leaderboard, but it's the same one.
We'll find it and make sure that all the... radio listeners, podcast listeners out there in radio land, in podcast land, in some land.
We're not radio. I think it's important that we make that distinction.
Why do you think so?
I can speak personally. I don't associate with the radio. I don't ever listen to the radio.
What about when I am driving and I turn on the radio and make you listen to it?
Oh, man. I mean, I can't prevent that, but I can definitely...
That's when you put your headphones
in.
Yeah,
I can definitely be disgruntled and find another way to occupy my ears.
Yeah. Huh. Speaking of occupying your ears, What do you think of headphones?
You know, I think they serve a purpose.
You like them.
I would consider myself a fan, yeah.
You, how many hours per day do you think you wear headphones?
Okay, so I would say out of the 17, 18, 19 hours that I'm conscious.
Yeah.
Probably.
You sleep more than that.
How many hours? 10 hours of sleep. So that's what? 14, 15, 14 to 15 hours that I'm conscious. Probably at least half of that I'm wearing headphones.
Yeah. I've never seen anyone wear headphones as much as you.
Yeah. It's
it makes me envious.
You should get a pair.
Well, I have a pair.
Which ones?
I have those black and red ones by Sony Corporation.
I don't mean to. Those aren't real headphones.
I like those headphones.
I know you like them, but I'm just saying investing in a... This is kind of a disclaimer to the audience or a word of advice. Investing in good headphones will make all the difference in your listening experience, whatever you're listening to.
But you wear earbuds.
Yes.
I don't like earbuds. They're too invasive. Yeah, it seems like they're kind of like tickling my brain or something.
I like earbuds because a lot of the time, just tell me when I'm around people,
yeah,
headphones tend to leak out a little bit.
Uh huh.
And earbuds, because it's more concentrated and closer to your eardrum or in the hair follicles that pick up the sound, it leaks less, none to less, I would say.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. It's interesting to think that as we're speaking, our words are tickling the ear follicles of all the listeners.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that for a minute.
How many of them do you think are ticklish?
I don't know. I mean, I wonder if we do. Like, I wonder if I'm like... Oh...
Yeah, we probably tickled some earlobes just then, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about the lobes, but that's just weird. I mean,
not the earlobes.
Maybe if someone is in the car and blasting this with like a massive bass system, we've shook a few earlobes. Shook a few earlobes. That's, you know, I know that we've been thinking about merch.
Shaken earlobes.
Yeah, shaken earlobes since early 2018.
In 2017.
Really?
No, maybe not.
Shaken earlobes since earlier this year. Since you turned on the car.
Shaken earlobes for 10 months.
Yeah, I don't imagine people... Well, I mean, I actually do imagine it because there's some fat tracks in the background here. So I can imagine people bumping this as they're, you know, rocking the whip on the strip.
Rocking the whip on the strip.
Yep. Sorry.
It's okay, Dad.
I just try and get with the times. And
no, yeah, I understand. I applaud your effort for trying to speak to our millennial fan base.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you feel like you have a real pulse on the fan base?
Not even in the slightest, honestly.
Not in the slightest.
I mean, I do what I can, but...
What is that?
What is what?
What is what you can?
Oh, I don't know. I just kind of say that because that's the thing that people say. I don't really know if I do what I can. I do...
It's kind of like after sports games, and the sports people who play the sports games say to the sports people who are announcing on the sports games, we just did the best we can.
Right.
That's or all like we can do.
We really, well, it's the word that they use.
Here, let's pretend like we just played a game and I'll interview you. All right. So out there, you know, I noticed that you were really playing that game, and just wanted to see what you have to say about that.
Oh, well, you know, it's all about the family. Like to thank my fans for coming out. You know, we did what we had to do, and just happy that we got the win.
You know, people have been saying other things about this sports game that's different than what you may have believed. Could you report on that?
I mean, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but the coach knows what he's doing. We're a proud organization. We're going to keep winning games the way we win them, and that's what's important.
All right. Well, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was pretty. That was pretty typical.
That was pretty good.
So what's on the docket for today?
Well, we're already approaching the 40-50% mark.
Wow.
More like 35-40%. But I don't know what's on the docket. We really this is probably one of our least prepared episodes, even though most of them are like that.
Yeah, I would disagree. I feel like I've been thinking about this episode for quite a while, and that is mental work.
Well, now I'm just the odd man out of the two of us, because
yeah,
I haven't really thinking. I've been, you know, maybe, you know, you talked about how we're over fame. Maybe I'm not quite over it, Dad, okay? Maybe I'm not quite over it, and I want to enjoy having my name be recognized wherever I go. Sorry.
No. I didn't know you felt that way, Ad.
Well, you know, I guess I did, Dad.
Huh. Should we take a moment?
Sure.
To bow our heads and listen to each other more thoroughly.
Well, how are we going to listen to each other if we're both have our heads bowed?
Yeah, I guess we have to keep talking.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of odd man out, maybe now it's time to throw it to our odd man out. So let's introduce the podcast listeners to our odd man out, who's on the street. Hello, Steve, are you there?
I'm Steve.
Steve, thanks for joining us on What About the Podcast. We're excited to have you on this season. So can you tell us what it's like out there where you're at?
Yeah, I'm Steve.
Okay, Steve. What about the podcast, Ad and Dad, and now with Steve. Are you happy to be here, Steve?
Yeah, Steve, I'm Steve.
Well, that's great.
Steve, I'm Steve.
Can you give us an update on the analysts? Steve, you're kind of our man on the street, our ear to the ground, if you know what I mean.
I'm Steve.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks a lot, Steve. We'll see you next week.
Steve.
Okay. Thanks.
Really insightful look at
The inner workings.
The what's and who's a what's and how's
of Steve.
Of Steve.
Of Steve, there, yeah.
For us.
What about the podcast now with Steve?
With Steve. Ad and Dad.
With Steve.
Okay,
Oh boy. Have you watched anything good lately? Anything to review? Have you experienced anything that's worthy of reviewing?
Gosh. Have I?
Really?
It just so happens that when was it? About a week and a half ago?
Yes.
A week ago?
Yes.
The movie's been out longer than that, but I saw Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay.
For the first time. Oh my God.
And this is the movie about Queen.
The movie about Queen.
Based on one of their hit singles.
Right. / based on their entire professional careers.
Okay.
But also their hit single.
Yes.
I should first of all say that prior to seeing this movie, I had listened to some of Queen. You know, like I had obviously heard their hits.
Yeah. We Will Rock You.
I knew who Queen was. I knew that Freddie Mercury was an awesome guy.
Sorry.
I love that song. Okay. But I didn't know much about their story.
Yeah.
And so I saw the movie, and my socks were all the way blown off of my leg, feet area.
Oh, wow. What, did it happen all at once, or was it like they were slowly being blown off during the movie?
As soon as, I forget what the opening scene was. I think it was Freddie Mercury taking the stage at his Live Aid performance.
Yeah.
And then it cut to like the backstory of everything. But when the music started playing and you saw Rami Malek with the, with his, what do you call it? His vest, his, the white
suspenders,
tank top thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And his armband and then his Freddie Mercury teeth that he had in.
Yeah.
Oh, I was captivated.
Really?
Yeah. And it was such a great movie. And then I went home and I listened to, after the movie, I listened to a bunch of Queen music. And I read a bunch of stuff about the movie and about Queen. And then I found out that like half of the movie is factually inaccurate.
Really?
And they like moved the timeline around and stuff.
Oh.
And like.
Oh, man.
But it was still a great movie, a great sentiment to Queen.
Mm-hmm.
But for people like myself who were in that moment and moments of the movie, experiencing new information about the story of Queen for the first time, it was a slight misnomer.
Yeah.
They absolutely could have made a more factual representation of Queen and their rise and fame without sacrificing, I would say any, but without sacrificing much of that emotional value that it gives you.
Uh-huh. Okay, so.
Still, great movie.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I have not seen the movie. I don't know. I guess I consider myself a fan of Queen. I wouldn't say a big fan of Queen. I have nothing against them. I really like some of their music, but I don't really, I never have listened to their albums all the way through or anything like that.
Yeah, I feel like that describes a large portion of their sort of casual fan bases. Mm-hmm. They're not, you know, they're not at the level where they've listened to all the albums all the way through, but they're also not like the people that will hear We Are the Champions at a sporting event and say, oh man, whatever behind the scenes sports music writers that these teams hired to make these songs, it's really good. You know, there's people on that end of the spectrum, and I think most people fall somewhere close to being in the middle of that.
So let me ask you this question then. How has been listening to the music since then? You consider yourself a Queen fan?
Oh yeah, I do. I've listened to 3 or 4 of their albums all the way through. Just trying to give them a fair and honest shot.
What have you found?
I found that it's like incredible. It's so good.
Really?
Yeah. It's really great music.
What's your favorite album?
Oh man. Well, I would say my favorite album is probably A Night at the Opera.
A Night at the Opera.
Which is kind of their big thing. You know, I listen to Queen 1 and Queen 2 first. I listen to Jazz, which is a great album.
What's on A Night at the Opera?
Love of My Life is on there. Bohemian Rhapsody. I actually don't really remember the track titles too well because when I listen through, I don't normally check my phone every time a new song switches. But it's very consistent. Oh, it has that one, I'm In Love With My Car. That song is funny. That's a song that the drummer wrote, apparently, according to the movie.
But we don't even know if we can trust
and
the movie.
And we don't know anymore.
Yeah.
But it's a great album. It's a great,
And what year did this come out? Do you know? Roughly. We can fact check it.
Before 1980.
Uh-huh. And when did Freddie Mercury die?
Oh man.
Sorry, these are no one cares about these questions. Everyone probably knows this
remember.
If they know anything about Queen.
I just know that he was 45.
Yeah, it must have been like 86,
something like that,
because
they had an album
guess.
Come out in 84.
Yeah.
So
I would guess he seemed like he was kind of one of the earlier people to die during the AIDS, the kind of initial AIDS
right.
wave scare. Travesty.
Yeah, I
what's
think.
The, I don't know what the best nightmare, maybe, probably.
Yeah, that about sums it up.
Yeah. Okay, so Queen,
our thing is kind of lagging a little bit here.
It's all right. It'll be all right. It's keeping up. Don't worry about
the
it.
The sine waves look like they're not sine waves. The our voice waves look like they're staying pretty much in time. So
yeah, I'm not too worried about it. I think it's I wanted to talk about what I wanted to talk about was this theme that keeps coming up, which seems to be arenas.
Arenas.
Have you noticed that theme? We talk about arenas a lot somehow, or it kind of creeps up.
Arenas?
We've talked about this in the past.
Like in what way?
And now arena? We're talking about arena rock with Queen and sports games. That makes sense. But I know in the past we've talked about, crowd surfing with the analysts.
Right.
Yeah. And I guess my question to you is, do you imagine that someday we'll be doing this at Wembley Stadium, this podcast?
I sure hope so. And Wembley, I don't know if you remember or you were a part of this. I don't know how old I was. Maybe it was, I honestly don't even remember if it was super recent or if it was a little while ago, but there's like new Wembley. They tore Wembley down. There's a new one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What's coming into my mind right now is sort of like the English national football team halftime in one of their international friendlies at Wembley Stadium. And we do kind of a 15-minute abbreviated podcast at halftime. And
that
in the
would
middle
be
of the
riveting.
In the middle of the podcast, we all stop. And I grab a microphone and I start doing these vocal improvisations and the crowd is shouting it back to me.
What are your vocal improvisations?
You know, like what something that Freddie Mercury would do.
Like what?
Like he always goes like, hey do, and the crowd goes, hey do, hey do, hey do,
hey do, hey do, hey do.
I can't be
the crowd.
And
we
so
need the analyst, dang it.
We do need the analyst to. We should mic them up next episode.
Yeah.
If we can afford that, I mean.
Yeah, that's a lot of mics.
And then, like, I stop doing it and you start doing these vocal improvisations. And the crowd is. It would be something special.
Yeah, that sounds special. That would be the ultimate. What about the podcast? Maybe for season 77 or something like that.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that's down the line a bit.
Now, while we're on this topic.
Yes.
I want to get your take on, I don't know how aware or how much you've been following this, but the NFL has, some of the NFL has come under fire because the other way around more recently where English... Or no, what is it? Spanish soccer teams. They wanted them to play their games in America.
Yeah.
Like once a month or something. Fly the teams down to America to play on like the East Coast.
Yeah.
And so I think for a while the NFL has been playing games in England.
Yeah.
And what I wonder is, when do you think a Wembley Super Bowl is going to happen?
Oh.
When do you think the finances are going to line up enough and the British interest for American football is going to reach the point where it almost encapsulates that of Americans and we end up having a Super Bowl in a country that the sport isn't played in.
Yeah, interesting. I could see it happening just because to me, And I used to be more of a football fan than I am now. I tolerate the sport enough. Sometimes I like to watch it, but mostly when I watch it, it's just annoying, kind of. But there's something slightly nostalgic about it. So coming from that perspective, what I think is the Super Bowl has always seemed so detached from the rest of the sport.
Yeah.
So even now, usually it takes place in somewhere warm, right? Because it's in January, so it's usually in the southern half of the U.S., whether that's Florida or California
or
Texas. Or it's very rarely north of the South, right? But that being said, it's such a spectacle, and that it, you know, I could see it happening somewhere else just because it already feels detached from the rest of the games, unlike the playoffs leading up to it, which seem like kind of an extension of the season, which they are. But then you have 2 weeks off and the Super Bowl happens, and it just seems like a different thing at that
plus
point.
And because they fluff it up to such an extent with the ads and with the crazy halftime promotion and all the flim-flam and flu-fla.
It's the flu-flu-flu.
Right. It's like, my gosh, are we even watching football, or are we watching some sort of weird circus?
Yeah. It's the footsie circus.
Right. Like, if you programmed a bunch of computers to detect what a football game is, a season football game, and you gave them all the marks and all the cues and the telltale signs.
Yeah.
And then you played at the Super Bowl, it would say, oh, and it also
does,
if you,
not compute.
If you program the computer to know what a circus was.
Yeah.
Or some sort of weird thing that doesn't make any sense, it would say it was one of those.
Yeah.
And not a football game.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we've covered a lot of ground here today.
Absolutely.
And I'm staring at this picture of the Bavarian Alps, and I'm thinking, it's time to go somewhere.
I think I share that sentiment.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's been enlightening. It's been a great opening to season 3. I think this season has much promise. We'll have to dig up that leaderboard and have that for next time so we can update it, because if I recall, there's someone else on top of it, perhaps. And then also, you know, for the tried and true listeners of the podcast, we have some pretty exciting limited edition merch too.
Oh yeah,
for the world to see. But
that'll have to be announced at some point.
That'll have to be announced, and these are very limited edition items. So, you know, it's really, people are going to have to really want these for us to get them to them.
Right.
And we're not going to sell them because we're not like that. But, you know, it's going to take special people to get these special items.
Absolutely.
But we have them in our hand.
Metaphorically speaking, they're in our hand.
In our hand. They're in the vicinity, I should say.
Yeah, that's a more literal...
And they're beautiful.
They are beautiful.
Anyway, anything else?
No, I think we've covered just about everything.
All right. Steve, anything from you? Steve?
I'm Steve.
All right, Steve, thanks for joining us. And that's What About the Podcast.
All right. Signing off.